97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Mark Cox, Bo Matthews, and Carl Middleman.
Pew, pew.
Yeah, but we're not doing guns right now. We're talking fishing right now.
That's all right.
You might want to hold on to
that. You can take me to the river, Bo.
Take me to the river, absolutely. We've got a special guest to join us, Scott Isringhausen, Illinois Department of Natural Resources Urban Fishing Coordinator, to talk about the 33rd Annual Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair. It happens June 11th at Pier Marquette State Park. Beautiful area up in that part of the region. And so welcome to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. You're the Great Outdoors portion of this program, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Welcome to the program, and we're a little bit of ways out, so we're looking for people to come by this fishing fair. I want to get the word out enough time. June 11th is the day. Tell us about the event and what people are going to see.
Well, people are going to be amazed at all the different things that there are to do and see. We have about 30 different activities for the kids to see, everything from a 4,000-gallon fish aquarium. From this aquarium, they'll be doing fishing shows from the top of it. In addition to that, we'll have a dog show where the dogs like to jump inside the aquarium and do a ground show with the dogs. The guy comes up from Oklahoma. One of the most amazing things you've ever seen is the aquarium with the dog show combination. It's just absolutely awesome. Another huge highlight is the big trout pond that we have. The kids can actually catch a trout in the trout pond, take it to the fish cleaning station, have the fish cleaned, then actually eat their fish that they just caught. And that'll all take place in about a 30-minute period.
That is great. You know, that's one of my fondest, Mark Cox, yeah, that's one of my fondest memories as a kid. I remember there was the equivalent of a Target near my house when I was growing up, and my dad was working, and my uncle took me down there, and they had a big old pond set up, you know, a pool above ground with trout in it.
What?
And you could stick a fishing line in there and try to catch one of them. And the person that caught the biggest one won a tackle box.
Nice.
And I won a tackle box.
What?
I still have it to this day. I still have that tackle box. That's one of my fondest memories fishing as a child. That's fantastic.
That is great memory. Great memory making just at this, but that could launch into a love of fishing in the great outdoors, right?
Well, I sure think so. And then I guess sticking on with the trout pond, and then at the end of the day, at about approximately 3:30 to 4 o'clock, we drain the pond about half full, and then whatever fish is left in there, the kids get in there and actually noodle the fish out, which means catch the fish with their hands.
So that's
fun. Pretty entertaining too.
That's great.
You don't want to throw a couple of catfish or something in there to make that more interesting?
Well, we could.
Now, before you drain it halfway and let the kids in there, when the dogs jump in it, are they going after the fish? Because I've heard of a dog fish, but I've never heard of a dog fishing.
Well, the dogs actually jump in the big aquarium. The big aquarium. This is the pond we're talking about.
Okay,
the big thing comes in, like a big trailer, which is, you've probably seen, like the hog trough or bass tub. That's what it is.
Well, anytime I've heard of a giant tank like this, and is it a plexiglass so people can see through it or not necessarily?
They can, and we'll probably have approximately 30 different species of fish inside that aquarium as well. And typically we have a spoonbill catfish, which is pretty neat. You know, different fish that you typically wouldn't see, you know, sturgeon and, you know, common fish like bass, bluegill, crappie. But it's just a great opportunity to really see what's out there in our river system.
Wow. Well, you know, just a great opportunity for kids to get exposed to it, right? I mean,
it really is.
Yeah. Yeah,
and we've seen an influx of fishing being taken up as a hobby over the last couple of years, because when you wanted to get outside, if you go to the great outdoors, well, pretty much COVID-free out there, and a lot of people were doing that. Plus, with the necessity of, you know, teach a man to fish, you can fish forever, right? You can eat forever. And I think it's definitely spurred a lot of interest in getting into the great outdoors.
Well, no, I agree with that wholeheartedly. You know, we saw a big increase in fishing licenses 2 years ago when the COVID kind of hit. Lots and lots of people were truly taking up the sport of fishing.
Okay, yeah. When I think of it, I'm sorry to interrupt. When I picture the big tank, have you seen the video on YouTube? The guy at Bass Pro
who jumps in
and swims across. Yeah.
I was thinking of that tank.
That was Mark.
That was not Mark. So I'm guessing it probably takes a tractor trailer to haul that thing up here, doesn't it, Scott?
Well, actually, it's a big, it's a huge, big 350.
Okay.
Is what brings it up here. And actually, yeah. doesn't have water in it when they bring it. But this guy's name is Jason Reynolds, and like I said, he comes up from Oklahoma. He does all this all over the United States, but he's such an entertaining person. It's just worth coming to the fishing fair just to see that. Even if you see nothing else, it's just pretty neat to watch one of the shows.
Well, for people that are just tuning in today, let's remind you we're talking to Scott Isringhausen, Illinois Department of Natural Resources Urban Fishing Coordinator, and this fishing fair we're talking about is coming up June 11th. You still got time to plan for it out at Pere Marquette. That's on a Saturday from 10 to 4. So there's a big chunk of the day when people can show up, and it's free, right?
It's 100% free. Sure is.
And the other part is, if you don't have a fishing license, my information says you don't need that, and you don't even need to bring your own fishing pole. But if somebody wanted to bring their Snoopy pole, would that be okay?
That would be fine. There's probably not going to be an opportunity to use it, but I guess like in the – we got a little bluegill pond. I mean, a person could use it, you know, in that. We have there – we actually have some homemade cane poles, the old-fashioned way, made out of, you know, old-fashioned cane, and that's really what we use there. So – you know, they can bring it, but there's probably not a lot of reason to bring it, to be honest with you.
It's kind of like going to Busch Stadium with your ball glove, you know, thinking, well, I'm going to catch one, you know. And it happens occasionally.
It does. It does. And then you got the guy that's holding the baby who catches the ball in his bare hand. See that the other
right,
day?
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
And he was feeding the baby, right, at the same time?
It seems like it. He held the bottle with one hand and reached out and caught the ball before it hit his wife or girlfriend in the head.
And they said, sign him up.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? That sounds like a great idea.
Good deal. And so about how many people do you expect at this, and do you have a limit of how many people you can handle for this six-hour event?
We do not have a limit, and typically we get about 2,000 kids plus parents and adults, so somewhere between 4 to 4,500, maybe 5,000 people. But it's, you know, it's huge. I mean, it starts from one end of the, you know, kind of one end in front of the old log cabin or the visitor center, goes all the way in front of the lodge, and like I say, we'll have, you know, 30 different numbered stations. I mean, we have casting. We have a bow and arrow station where we shoot not at real fish, but fake fish swimming in a tank. We have a thing called first aid tackle box. So we got some safety stuff in there as well. We got fly tying. We got things like healthy fish and activities like that. We got jug fishing. We got a thing called One Cast where the kids can actually try to cast. And this is kind of what you were talking about earlier, where they cast into a swimming pool. If they get in that swimming pool, they actually leave with a prize, whether it be a fishing pole, tackle box, or maybe even an overnight stay to Pere Marquette State Park Lodge.
Wow. Yeah, you brought up memories of winning the tackle box.
That was great.
I was never in a tournament like that or never in a competition like that, but as a kid growing up in Minnesota, home of 10,000 lakes, actually 14,000, but we used to go fishing. The whole family would rent out a whole resort, and it was fantastic getting up early with my grandfather, going fishing. We go out one morning, Tuesday or Wednesday of the week. We catch nothing. We come back. He gets my grandmother in the boat. They take off. I go to eat pancakes. They come back with a boat full of bullheads, which is similar to a catfish, 100 of them. They couldn't get their pole in the water quick enough. They were almost jumping in like in the Bible. It was just amazing, and I missed that by that much because I wanted to eat pancakes. So that's one of my good memories.
Good trade-off.
Yeah, right?
You got pancakes. That's good.
That's right. 39 of them that day, actually. I'm not kidding. 39 pancakes, Mark.
So I have to ask, Scott, is this the first time you've held this in a while because of the pandemic? Are you just bringing it back this year?
Well, actually, last year we moved it to October. It's typically in this part of June most years, but we did have to cancel it 2 years. One year because of the pandemic, and 1 year because of that we had a bad flood like 3 years ago.
Okay.
But so really, we had it last year in October, and we moved it to June for this year.
Okay. Well, we can't go without talking to Scott, without asking the question, because we have had you on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors in the past, Scott Isringhausen. It's not like Smith or Anderson. Have you done the 23andMe? Did you find out if there's a connection to the baseball world at all?
Well, there is a little bit, yes.
Oh, yeah, you've done some investigative work. Okay, good.
So,
is there a connection?
I think so, yes.
You're not going to say what?
Well, I can't tell you everything on the air.
I had to ask. Sorry.
That's all right. You did. It's a fair question. It really is. I think that's fantastic. You know, we've noticed here with events we've scheduled at the radio station that people are ready to get out. They're ready to do these things again. Fishing can be sort of a one-on-one experience in a lot of cases. I love it, the idea of getting kids more involved. I just think, Scott, since you're the urban fishing coordinator, I'm looking at that. That would be the UFC coordinator. So if you shortened it to that.
Yeah.
You see the excitement you're building there for this event?
You got a whole other world of people coming.
I'm liking you guys more and more every day.
That's great. And does anybody call you Izzy?
They do. Whenever I was in high school and grade school, that's what everybody called me, yes.
Just trying to seal up that part of the story. The UFC. The UFC is putting on. I'm just kidding. That's great.
Well, I think that's great. Just a reminder, Saturday, June 11th, Pere Marquette State Park up near Grafton. Everyone's been up the River Road. You know where it is. 10 to 4 that day. You don't need reservations. You show up. There's no limit. They're expecting a couple thousand people over the course of the day. And it sounds like a great time. Take your kid. You don't have to take a fishing pole. They don't need a license. They're just going to have a great experience with mom or dad or whoever takes them or grandpa. But what a great deal. Where can people find out more information on that, Scott?
You can actually go to the Illinois Department of Natural Resource webpage and just type in Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair when you get to that page. Or if you'd like to call the park, it's 618-786-3323. And they can definitely give you some more information on it as well. And a couple things we didn't mention that we are going to have. We're going to have a guy by the name of Alex Nagy. He's from up in the Quincy area. He's a professional cat fisherman. He's actually going to give away a 6-hour guided cat fishing trip. And then also a guy from Oklahoma known by the name of Todd Huckleby, which he's a world-class crappie fisherman. So he's going to be there as well. So kind of some things that some of the adults will enjoy as well. So just a couple of new things this year.
All right. Bring in your fishing stories. Definitely do that because we all got them if you fished. good stuff. Izzy, thank you so much. I'm going to call him Izzy since we're, you know.
Your friends.
Well, kind of
right.
Now. It's yeah. Two times on Second Amendment Radio. Anyway, thank you so much for the information. And, man, we really hope it's a fantastic event and good weather. And like you said, Mark, people are wanting to get out. Even the cool weather this past week is like, I'm wearing a hoodie. What?
I know.
This is crazy. Where's the heat and the sunshine? Need some of that.
Scott Ezringhausen, thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, our friend. Thank you very much. We do appreciate it. Hey, coming up, Congress is always up to something, dabbling with your Second Amendment rights. Believe it or not, some Republicans voted for this one for some odd reason. We're going to talk to my friend Michael Hammond. He's the legislative branch of Gun Owners of America when we come back on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.